everyone. I'm Lindsay Lewis, editor of Building Enclosure. Thanks for listening along with us today. When the pandemic hit, the AEC industry had to have an adaptive, flexible, and open-minded response to the way they approached work and collaboration. Things like construction site walkthroughs and in-person group design sessions quickly became impossible. Technology allowed people to mitigate these issues by virtually connecting us all. I'm joined today by Prasoon Srivastava, CEO and founder of Prasoon Design Studio. Prasoon's here to offer some insight into how technology will change the way that we design and build. Prasoon, thanks for sitting with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, my first question to you, where are we currently with technology when it comes to the AEC industry?
You know, it's a very interesting question. The AEC industry should be seen with a different lens. There are large-scale projects, mid-scale projects, and small-scale projects. So the large-scale projects are rapidly evolving and embracing technology. The mid-scale have shown the signs of digital transformation, whereas the small-scale projects, in our experience, are still in the stone age. So we feel that the technology is coming in very strongly across all different levels, but very, very rapidly in the big projects.
So with that, how do you think technology is expected to change the way that we design and build?
Well, you know, the pandemic has triggered a massive digital transformation across the globe, and that includes the AEC industry, and also the design community has adapted technology. So it was unimaginable for designers to carry out design and deliver project without going to office, as design is a very evolutionary process and requires a lot of collaboration. So the major shift in design has been that the designers have started using more technology tools for design and the delivery of design. Also, the coordination and the collaboration is done using technology these days. Keeping these things in mind, you know, we also invested a lot into technologies. We also build our own ecosystems where we are able to carry out collaboration using our own tools. We are able to create our own common data environment, and the entire design coordination is done very easily. Also, we are using a lot of technology tools that enables us to progress, follow the site progress from a remote location. You know, traveling has been very difficult for us during the last couple of years. And therefore, it was extremely important for us to use technology tools, which will give us an insight on what is happening in the projects that we've designed. So that's where we are at the moment.
So let's talk a little bit about robotics specifically. How are robotics enhancing the AEC industry?
Robots are playing a very important role now. You know, there was a study that came in some time back which said that in next decade or so, we expect that 40% of the activities could be overtaken by the robots in the construction industry, which of course includes the manufacturing. So currently, the robots are used for site inspections, for creating digital twins, for capturing site images to review the site progress, and also safety reporting. But we do feel that in coming days, the robots will have more deeper integration into the system and will play a very important role in the entire construction life cycle.
So one of the biggest ways that the construction industry uses technology is probably project management software. When it comes to project management software, what impact does this have for architects?
Well, the architects traditionally loved design softwares and hated all other softwares, including project management platforms. However, it has changed rapidly. The projects are becoming more complex in terms of design and construction. The scale of the projects is also increasing. In order to deliver a good design, which is duly coordinated with all different stakeholders, we have no choice but to use project management software. Architects are also very important stakeholders in the project. However, in order to find greater success, it is kind of mandatory that every member of the project team uses the project management softwares.
So how can technology help designers with the storytelling aspect of design?
Well, I'm glad that you asked this question. Once the design narrative is established, the most important part is translating the narrative into a design. Sometimes the narrative demands a more complex geometry to be created. And this is only possible using various design tools, various softwares. Gone are the days when we could create complex designs not using technologies. Also, use of virtual reality helps to create the experience. All the important touch points can be reviewed in time before even they are constructed. These are the two things that I think are really contributing in translating the design narrative into the real design.
So when it comes to advancing technology, what do you think we can expect to see next year into 2022 or even 2023?
As we come out of the pandemic, we should expect a strong comeback and a pent-up demand in the industry. The industry is looking for innovations and we will see beginning of an era where disruption will happen at a rapid pace. We expect that in 2022, the AEC industry will see a greater digital transformation across all levels. We are personally looking forward to use robots and artificial intelligence and also utilize the various data points which are not used on site at the moment and create a more efficient project deliveries.
I like that you said in 2022 we'll be coming out of the pandemic. that's the positive outlook I needed to hear today. Now, how about farther into the future in the next 10, 15, 20 years? Are there any technological breakthroughs currently in the works that we could see then?
Yes, I think artificial intelligence and robotics are the two major breakthroughs that will be coming in very strong in next decade or so. There's a lot of unused data that can be used to create better delivery of the projects. And there are a lot of monotonous jobs that are done on construction sites that can be done through the robots, and we can bring in more efficiency and more productivity into the projects. So we personally believe that in next 10 to 15 years, the artificial intelligence and robotics will play a very important role in construction industry.
Well, thank you again so much, Prasoon, for sitting with us today. It was great to hear from you. If anyone listening has any questions, please feel free to reach out to myself or Prasoon, and we'd love to continue this conversation. Until next time, visit us on buildingenclosureonline.com for all your technical and educational resources.